We learned this morning the sugya of Megufas Chavis. Megufas Chavis is you have a barrel, it has a seal on the top, and you're allowed to take it and take a knife and take off the seal. And it's not considered that you are creating a mona, a kli. Because Rashi explains the reason why it's mutter is because the Megufa is not part of what's mechuber to it on top, is a separate entity. Zog Rashi, the afabish advukaba, even though it's glued on it, the seal, ain't a chosh of chibur, it's not part of the initial of the barrel itself. Shalin notel oimedes, it's meant to be removed. Avala beged, Rashi is comparing it to the sugi before, the beged that you were oirig over there when you open the psichas beis atzavar, that's considered that you're ovid leimono, and that's called makabe patish. So psichas megufa is mutter megufas chovis. Yelaru remove the seal. It's oimedly notel, and it's not like the case of the beged. As I state in the Gemara. Now, there's a big question in the poskim. Many know yes, open bottles on Shabbos, not open bottles on Shabbos. What's the whole need about opening bottles on Shabbos? So there are different anhogas and different clear psokim in the poskim. Some are very machmir, some are very makel to the other extreme, and some are somewhere in between. But the yisoid adover of what it depends on and what it's totally in is, for instance, a metal cap. They don't really make them today so much, but you have them sometimes by grape juices or metal caps. You used to have a mole. The metal caps, when you turn the cap, when you twist it off, so then some old soda bottles have it. Today's modern ones have plastic. But assuming the ones that have metal, the ring gets disconnected, it snaps off, and it remains on the bottom. Now, the fact that it leaves the ring on the bottom, Shlomi Zalman held, that was considered that you're making a kli in the etzem cap. Now you're creating a kli. Why? Because the way it's at the time of production, when they make this cap, is right now when you remove this tabas, now it's able to be used as a opening and closing of the bottle. Now it could be a twist cap that you can turn on. Before that, it wasn't for the kach. It wasn't a kli yet. But once you snap off the tabas, you snap off this ring, so you're making it roi, that now it's a kli. That is makabe patish. That's the malocha, makabe patish, like Rashi says, by the sugi of psichas beis atzavar. You're creating the makabe patish, you're creating the mono. Now, this is dependent on the way it was made at production from the onset. The way it's made is really made as one cap. That means the ring and the piece of metal is one piece. There's no ring at the time of production. It's one piece. What happens is after it goes through a machine that creates grooves, it cuts it like, and it creates grooves. And those grooves, right, now make it that you're able to snap it off and make it into a cap. That means that it's not yet a cap. It's one piece. Now it has grooves that the machine punctured. And now when you twist it off and you remove the tabas, you remove this ring, so now you're befoil makabe patish, you're finishing the process of creating this kli. That's what Shlomi Zalman explains, brought down Shmir Shabbos Chilchosa, and that's why he held that it's considered makabe patish. Now, there are mekilin, and they argue behedya, the Eben Yisrael, Ki Yedua, Reb Yisrael Yanke Fisher, that, and it's based on this Rashi really, something that's made mitchila, from onset, it's made in order to be removed. Zogt Rashi, Sherili Notelo Medes. So Memela, it's not meant for to make it clear. It's meant to be removed. And especially if you take the cap and you throw it in the garbage. If you take something and you don't even utilize it now as a cap and you finish it amongst the people that are drinking from the soda, especially by a can. Why is a can bichlal not considered an as kli, according to many? Because it goes straight into the garbage. So you're not creating a kli. It's going into the garbage. So if the cap goes into the garbage, then vita. It's not a problem of an asis kli. You're not making a kli. That's always an etza. You can open it up, even if you hold it as a kli, and you have another cap that you have from before. You have old caps that you keep. So then you don't utilize the kli that you created at all. Then you never made a kli. That's tam an etza. But according to Reb Yisrael Yanke Fisher, he held that it's not considered that it's making of a kli, and he held its mutter. Now, even according to the oisrim by the metal cap, if you, like I said, if you take the cap and you throw it in the garbage, then you didn't make a kli. Or if you take a knife and you puncture the cap before you open it, then vayta is not a kli, because it's not going to be a functional kli. If you make a proper hole in there, so in vayta it's not going to be a proper hole that is considered a kli. Now, when you do puncture it, it's not called that you're being soisa with the nekev, because it's not yet a shame kli. According to the shita, it's only you're making a kli after you remove it. So if it's not a kli, so it's not considered that you're being soisa the kli either, because it's not a shame kli yet. You're preventing it from becoming a kli by being soisa, by puncturing. But it's not called soisa stiras kli. That's the ma'isa how shamizam l'shmir shabbos kachoso. That's how it comes out by the metal caps. Now, so obviously, if you're machmir on the metal caps, so then either you can open it before Shabbos, that's the best, or you puncture it, so then you invite him not making a functional kli, or you take it and put it in the garbage. According to the Mekilin, there's no problem even by the metal cap, because by Yisoidoi, it's meant to be removed, it's not meant to remain as a cap, and it's irrelevant if it's metal or not. Lemaisa, when it comes to the plastic caps, which are the ones that are very common today, so over there, the way it's made from the onset, it's made that it's ready a cap before it's even put on. It's not pshat like the metal ones. It's not a cap. They just have these grooves that they punctured, and now you're making it into a cap when you twist it off. Be'etzim, it's already a cap before that, and even though it's glued on, you're not mevatel the shame kli. It's the shame kli. It's ready a cap on there before. Now, this ring that you do see over there, it's not in gansen mechuber to it. It's very clearly defined that it's not part of the cap, so it's a separate thing from the beginning. So memela, it's mamish like a megufas chavis that you're removing. So the plastic one would be like a megufas chavis. Now the mere fact that be'etzim you can remove the whole cap even with the ring, so then it was always a cap and it's right there a cap and nothing happened, nothing changed. If you take something, you take a toothpick, you take a fork, and you lift the ring, so to speak, from the plastic, you can be'etzim take it off without it. Some of them be'etzim come off with the ring, even by the plastics, then for sure you're not creating a cap, because it was always a cap. So, since b'metzias is the shaykh to remove it with this ring, and many then come off with the ring, so by the plastic ones, even those that are machmir, like Shlomo Zalman held, that it's mutter by a plastic cap too. Because it was always a shame kli, it was never this bat of the shame kli, and you're not making it into a kli. It's like mesiras megufas chavis from a chavis. Now, Rabbi Yashiv held that even though it might not be making a kli by the plastic, but the fact that it has the rim that you're tearing, so it's like mechatech, because the ma'isi being mechatech exactly around the tears, and you're removing the cap, that's like mechatech. Like toilet paper, you can't be mechatech on the place where it's supposed to be torn. That's mechatech. Something that's modud, something that's measured, is an issa mechatech. Now, that's if you taka makpid that it should be like that. There are mekilin and there are chokim, Shlomo Zalman, and there are many mekilin. They say that you're not bechlal mechaven that it should be exact. And just like by a soda can that you open. Maybe you're also being mechatech in the medida by the lip that you open. You're not exact. You don't care if it's totally opened or if it's partially opened, 80%, 70%. So that's not called a ma'isa medida. So the same thing over here. You're not makpid on it. Sometimes it even stays part of it on. It doesn't only totally go off, salkapanim. That is the reason why the arm is killing by the plastics. So the ma'isa nara pasha. That means, savada, if you puncture it, so then it won't solve the problem of the mechatech. The mechatech is that you're being medayik in the thing. The puncturing takes away the shame kli. Mechatech is nothing to do with kli. Mitzad the kli, the puncturing, or throwing it in the garbage, solves the problem. But the mechatech, and being mechatech exact, ma'isa medida, the ma'isa, Shlomo Zalman, the armakil. So, nahar and nahar pashta. Those that are mekel and gansen, yesh mam la ma'al lismoich. So, Yanke Fisher held all of them, even metal ones. It's not considered ma'isa kli, it's ready kli beforehand. It doesn't, even in the metal ones, the way it's done in order to be removed. It's always a cap, that's what it's done. It's meant to throw in the garbage. Yesh ma'al lismoich. Many are machmir, so they don't, they open it before Shabbos. If a person is machmir, there's more mokum to be machmir by a metal one over a plastic one, to push it the way it's made. And if a person punctures it, or if he throws it in the garbage, and he uses a different one, then even according to those that are machmir, it would not be a problem. Mitzad medida, so that's an additional chumrah, which many are makel mitzad that also. especially if the whole ring comes off with the plastics and then there's no medida at all, then the whole thing comes off as one and it's a kli beforehand, ain't not being moided anything either. And then it'll be looked at merely as opening an egois to take out the nut. This is just a brief synopsis. Halacha l'maisa, there are many that are machmir, there are those that are mekel, but those that are mekel, definitely yeshlem amal lismoich, ve'ein moichin biyodim. Those that are machmir, obviously, there's a makom lahachmir, but at least now it's somewhat clearer, a brief synopsis of the different types of caps and what the possible problem with each cap might be and what the possible solutions are for the different types of caps.